lost and alone on some forgotten highway, traveled by many, remembered by few, looking for something that I can believe in, looking for something that I'd like to do with my life. There's nothing behind me and nothing that ties me to something that might have been true yesterday. Tomorrow is open. Right now it seems to be more than enough to just be here today. And I don't know what the future is holding in store. I don't know where I'm going. I'm not sure where I've been. There's a spirit that guides me, a light that shines for me. My life is worth living, I don't need to see the end. Sweet, sweet surrender.
You know, this song was brought to my attention by a good friend of mine, John St. Augustine. I heard it before years ago, and it's so appropriate for what this individual has gone through that you're going to hear in an interview. I did this on the radio, actually, the other day. This is a man who came in off the street. His name's Joe Homernick. He came to the radio station. Nobody wanted to talk to him. Nobody wanted to take time for him. He seemed a little... Well, I wouldn't say odd. Joe seems like a good fellow. It just, he had a message. He wanted somebody to listen to him. And I've learned from God or divine source that you take time for everybody. And you hear what they have to say because everybody's got something in, and you never know the gems you're going to get. And so I thought I'd do a show that's really about faith, because I think we have a man by the name of Joe who lost his faith, who lost a lot of things. And then he found it. And when he found it again, good things happened. So I took the time to sit down with him, talk with him, and we did an interview. And I thought it was really cool, even if it was just a few minutes long. And I'll share that in just a moment here. But I guess my point on all of this is that we have to surrender, like John Denver suggests. It's a sweet surrender to let it go. But we also have to have faith. And I think you can find faith wherever you get it. You know, I deal with so many different beliefs. People that are Christian, people that are, if you want to call them New Age, metaphysical, Native American. The one thing I see that the people that are living with joy and prosperity, they all have faith. And it's easy to lose that, regardless of what you believe in. So that is my theme this week. It's about a story, Joe Homernick's story, and a man who rediscovered his faith. It's 9:08 now this morning. Was it last week or maybe the week before? Joe Homernick showed up here at the radio station, and he wanted to come on the air, or he wanted to at least challenge people to give from the heart this year, this holiday season. And it sounded like a really cool thing that he wanted to do. So I said, "Why don't you come on the radio with me, Joe, and we'll talk about this." So Joe's here now. How you doing, Joe?
All right.
You're not nervous, are you?
A little.
Well, I hope you just relax and don't worry about it. I think you've got an interesting story to tell, and then also you want to help out. You've had some good fortune. You've had some bad times as well.
Yes.
Tell me about life before when things were going well. What was going on?
Well, in the early 2000s, I was working at Andex. I was working at Elmer's Night Stock. I was in the Army Reserve. And and then care providing for my mom. And things were going along good, and I had a, you know, I was busy all the time.
That's good. Making a little dough.
Making some money and everything, but not doing a lot of taking in and not enough giving, I think. You know, just not taking time to do something good with the money I was making.
I think a lot of us go through that because we, you know, we're so focused on our lives, and it's not a bad thing. We just don't. You get busy. If you're working a lot, like you are, you know, you don't always think about those things. So then, what happened?
Well, then, things when the economy went bad, when just after the it was, and almost immediately after the economy went bad, it started with Andex. I lost my job there. There was 9 of us that got cut, and then. The night stock job went away too. There was a little problem there, an issue one night, and so that job went away, and the Army and the actually it was the Air Force Reserve. It was the Air Force Reserve. That job went away too in Milwaukee because there was more cutbacks there.
So you basically were left with one job,
and I was left with the care providing position for my mom,
and that wasn't making ends meet.
No. So then I lost my home, and I moved home back you home with my mom.
Okay. Yeah. That had to be a tough stretch, huh?
It was very tough for about 7 years. Very tough.
Wow. So then what happened?
And then after 7 years of looking for work, and we're hunting, finally Lori Cassette called from Swedish Pantry and said, "Joe, you got the job." And it's only a dishwashing job, but let me tell you, those ladies over there, they're wonderful. Mm-hmm. And God bless them. I mean it from the bottom of my heart. And they showed me what the meaning of giving of oneself is, mm-hmm. and what the true meaning of hard work is, too, I think.
So what are you doing this holiday season now?
So this year, I'd like to give $100 to the Salvation Army. I got a nice crispy $100 bill for them.
And things are still tight for you, I'm guessing.
Right? And things are still tight, but they're picking up. Oh, they're picking good. Up. I've got a sideline job. I'm doing some cleaning on the side. I clean buildings and vacant buildings and apartments. And
if somebody wants
houses.
To contact you and hire you and help you out, there, the phone number to call is what?
The phone number is 241-2577.
241-2577. Otherwise, call us here at the radio station. Joe Homernick, he is donating $100 to Salvation Army. He's not rolling in dough, but you want to get the ball rolling so everybody gives a little bit. Give what you can afford, right?
Yep.
Well, I think it's awesome. That's a nice story you have, and I'm glad that things are turning around because you know what? We don't always hear about it. And I think the fact that you want to help out others, even though you need some help too, probably, right?
A little.
Well, you're an awesome guy.
God's blessing me.
I think he is. Joe, thank you very much for coming in today. You know what? Feel free to come back again. Maybe we'll talk more about this, all right?
Okay.
Thank you, and have a Merry Christmas, Joe.
You're welcome.